This week in the Missouri Senate, we review more legislation that could be destined for the next regular legislative session.
I had a contact from a constituent.
As is often the case, unsuccessful bills from one year can become annual measures until or unless they reach the legislative finish line. This year, outgoing Senator Holly Thompson Rader of Scott City sponsored Senate Bill 766. On January 17th, she told the Missouri Senate Education and Workforce Development Committee her proposal would have established a provision relating to allegations of sexual misconduct against private school employees.
A few years ago, the majority on this committee probably remembers, we passed a bill that mandated public schools to, if you are called for a reference for a former employee, if that employee was let go or allowed to resign because of substantiated misconduct, sexual misconduct against a child, that public school is mandated to tell during the reference, to tell why they were let go.
Senator Thompson Rader also says parents and schools alike should know who these schools are hiring.
That's right. You absolutely do. And we have to protect these children. And if you have been fired because it was found that you had sexual misconduct with a minor that was under your care, you absolutely should not be able to go to another school. All of that should be open information for that new employer to know. And there should be no difference between whether someone is working at a private school or whether they are working at a public school. These are our children we're protecting.
Senate Bill 820 with my colleague.
Also unsuccessful this year is Senate Bill 820. Senator Tracy McCreary of St. Louis County is the sponsor. On February 7th, she told the Missouri Senate Transportation, Infrastructure, and Public Safety Committee this legislation sought to create the offense of aggravated fleeing a stop or detention of a motor vehicle.
Senate Bill 820 with my colleague. You don't have to look far to see headlines of another high-speed chase. These high-speed pursuits put law enforcement officers at risk, as well as our neighborhoods and communities. And we live in a time now where a lot of communities are striving for sidewalk policies that encourage outdoor dining, and a lot of communities in our districts have set goals, specific goals of preventing crosswalk and intersection fatalities.
Senate Bill 820 was later combined with Senate Bill 901. So far, neither of these measures has been pre-filed for 2025. Numbering pre-filed proposals for the upcoming legislative session continues. So far, more than 500 bills and 50 joint resolutions have been pre-filed for the next regular legislative session. The first regular session of the 103rd General Assembly will start at noon on Wednesday, January 8th. And remember, you can follow these and other issues facing the Missouri Senate, plus see a complete list of pre-filed legislation by visiting our website, senate.mo.gov. Reporting from the state capitol, I'm Dean Morgan.